This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Text line enjoying your commercial, Drew. New one caught their attention.
Chew it and do it.
That's right. That's right.
It's fantastic.
Some good lines in there. I'm surprised you made it through without laughing, man. Surprised you made it through. That'd be.
No,
laughing matter.
We take this business seriously.
That's right.
Yeah, it's no laughing matter.
You should.
That's
as you should.
Uh-huh.
Your neighbor's going to be impressed by it, too, I think.
Not sure they need any help in that department.
Maybe
or maybe
they already are.
Correct.
That's the thing.
They're taking advantage.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 10 minutes on Cody and Gold. But there was some updated sports betting news in Missouri for those that have been waiting for year after year after year. The majority of you in Missouri voted to pass sports wagering in November. And the thought was maybe as soon as July 4th weekend, or at least by week one of the NFL season, you would not have to drive to Kansas and hop off the highway, go to the Quick Trip, wherever it is, right, and make your mobile bets. I know there's plenty of you listening that do that. Well, the latest is the rules that needed to be approved were rejected by the Secretary of State, Denny Hawkins. So,
that name sounds familiar. Why do I remember the name Denny Hoskins?
Yeah, Denny Hoskins was a state senator. And he has been very active over the last couple of years in blocking sports wagering for passing, right? Filibustering, et cetera, anytime he could. So once he became Secretary of State, it was also a ballot measure. So you're thinking, all right, it passes. There's no way he can get in the way. Well, he had to approve the emergency rules, which is what would allow it to jumpstart quicker instead of having to wait till later. Well, he rejected those. And so, for those of you that were hoping to bet on the NFL season, you're going to at least have to wait till after week one. It still will be up and running by December 1st. That's what it says in the law. But it could be October. It could be November. We don't know the exact timeline. But this was a big blow. Nobody really thought this was going to happen. Everybody kind of assumed, hey, you got a new role now, man. You're the Secretary of State. Sports betting. The Missourians decided they wanted sports wagering in your state. Why are you going to hold anything up? Yeah. One more time, he just wanted to hold something up. So it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a good example, another one, of why stuff doesn't get done in a lot of government and, frankly, in the state of Missouri, which is why it impacts even the stadium stuff that we were discussing earlier.
He seems like a particularly bad case, though, of crybaby.
Of course.
Get out of the way. You advanced to higher office. Congratulations. Like, you don't have to keep fighting this fight just to fight it. You lost. The fight's over. This is Evander Holyfield getting bit by Mike Tyson. Like, and that's too big. Like, you lost. You don't have to bite him now. It's too late. The fight is over, and he is choosing instead to just make a mockery of it just to do it. And by the way, I would say that, like, largely, depending on how, like, look, if you view gambling as, like, nobody should do it, and we should make it illegal because it's a vice, and it's a vice that scares you, and, like, all the things that they typically try to put safeguards in for things that alcohol or any other vice that would exist, right? And you're just anti-gambling in general. Well, then you're fine with delaying it another couple of months. If you either don't care or want it, he is either costing your state money, income they could be earning now to make whatever improvements they want statewide. And we know that some of these things typically like go to education or any of these other things. Maybe, look, it's not going to solve the world's problems, but like goes to stuff.
Well, we just know people are leaving the state of Missouri.
They're
to go to Illinois or Iowa or Kansas.
And frequent businesses in those.
Yeah, it's
and
not even,
give the tax dollars and everything else.
Yeah, it's not just the sports betting, but it's going and getting breakfast or a cup of coffee on the Kansas side, or you decide to then stay over there and get lunch or whatever it may be. That is, you're right. Like, if you just want to oversimplify the whole entire matter, like, you are preventing revenue for your state for a couple more months.
And what's your title again?
He's a Secretary of State.
So it feels like you might want money for your state.
Yeah, I don't want to go too far. There's plenty of other reasons. Yeah, he's focused on a bunch of other stuff, and I don't want to get into it. It's unfortunate for those in Missouri that passed this thing. Again, the citizens of Missouri spoke, and a majority of them, by a narrow margin, but a majority of them that voted said, yeah, we want this thing. And there was an opportunity. And if you're saying, well, by law, you know, he can reject this. Oh, he's not breaking. Nobody's saying he's breaking any law by rejecting it.
Yeah.
But it's that other states have had these emergency rules in place to try to jumpstart the process. And all the other states have never blocked it. So there's only one reason why it's getting blocked. This is someone that was very anti-sports wagering unless it had his video lottery terminals involved. And now that he knows that dream has sailed, he wanted to give one last little middle finger to those that were on the sports betting proponent side. And this is his way of doing it. But it's just like,
so
you
petty.
Wonder why stuff, people,
I guess
self-interest,
in Missouri in particular, I'm tired of self-interest, Frank White.
Putting self-interest over what your own, you know, what your own residents, your own citizens and constituents, I should say, want. So yeah, it's going to happen. This does not mean like sports wagering is never happening in Missouri. It's just, you're going to have to wait a couple more months. And yes, in the grand scheme of things, a few more months is not the end of the world. It's just the notion of, once again, you know, I think this kind of stuff is why you're skeptical on the stadium stuff. I'm serious. Like,
yes.
I know this is a small, small thing, but you wonder why maybe there's a lack of belief if you're the teams that you can get the right individuals in the room to make a decision that are not going to hold anything up. What I know he's not in the legislature anymore.
He's holding this up just because of a grudge.
Yeah.
And because he's the final person to sign off on it. In that regard, and he's going to make it like, look, in the long scheme, in the large scale things, I work on the Canada side, whatever it, you know, like, instead of, July 15th, it's, let's just say it's the latest possible day, December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not that huge of a difference in my overall life, right? I'm not trying to pretend like it's making some large alteration, but I would say the same thing to him. We're just like, come on, man. Doesn't change anything.
No, this is on brand for him though. Like a bunch of other stuff, man. This is very on brand for him. So,
like, yeah. I just like it. Just like it goes so far back to originally when, like, it felt like it could have been like they could have just passed it via a House measure this whole time, and then it had to go to a vote, and then it went to a vote, and he still lost, and then he's like, "Well, what the hell?" And you're like, "I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you." It just feels like right now, Missouri feels like it's in a weird spot of limbo with two things. Like, sports wagering is going to happen. We know it's going to happen, but it's just now it's just delayed. But it was in limbo for a really long time. You and I didn't know if it was going to be passed via the House or state legislature. And then when it was clear, in particular, him was going to hold up this whole process and not allow it to pass via just a bill. They had to take it to a public vote. Then it passed, and now he's going to hold it up again. And then on the other side, it's the Frank White. It just feels like grudges are holding up a bunch. In Missouri right now, it's getting annoying.
A lot of politicians, again, self-interest over what their own constituents want. And it's a big reason why things don't get done. And we could wrong show and station for that conversation. But there's a big reason why things don't get done. We all see it. So it's very frustrating. It should tick everybody off.
I'll make one promise on the show. If I ever see him in person, I'll boo him. I like if it's just me and him, okay. And we're like an Applebee's. I'm booing Denny. That man has it coming. Just boo! Boo! Just me. No one else. I don't care the setting. Wedding. Restaurant. On the street. It's causing me headaches for no reason.
I was like, given your Applebee's example, you're not going to be booing him because you don't go to Applebee's. But
yeah, not typically. But yeah, I mean, I got nothing against it. I just don't go to Applebee's very often. That's all. I'm sure their Dollaritas are great. You know, I don't know.
There's like only one or two locations left in the area.
One's really close to me, though.
Are there really? There's one that's out.
The franchisee closed a lot of them.
In Legends, I think.
Or forced to close or something, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. From the 816 said, I'll moon him. That's different. That comes with some legal problems.
I'm not getting
in legal trouble for booing, you know?
So this is really off topic, but it relates now that you brought up Applebee's. So, you know, on Friday we had the Trash of the Day, or we talked about during What's Trending, how Hooters was maybe going to file bankruptcy. I don't know if they officially did.
We were preparing to. We were talking
about that. And just like the type of restaurant and everything. And so yesterday, when I was going to my nephew's basketball game, we already talked about home field and how this facility is amazing. But as I'm walking in, some kid's team won. And the mom's like, oh, where do you want to go to lunch? And I kid you not, this kid must have been 8 years, 10 maybe. We'll call him 10. I said, I want to go to Hooters for lunch. And I about started laughing just because, one, it's a 10-year-old saying it. And then also knowing that they just filed bankruptcy. Somebody, I kid you not, was not me that made the comment. Some other parent in passing was like, well, we better go soon. They're going out of business. Considering we just talked about it on Friday, I almost texted you guys right there.
I got to be honest. If that's a kid's top of the thought process for food, how many times has he been before? Like, if you're, if you are 10 years old, because if I ask my daughter's 8 and a half, my son's 6, like, if I said, hey, we can go eat anywhere in the city, where do you want to eat? They'd say McDonald's, right? They want a Happy Meal. And if I made them choose a couple of other places, they'd choose Sonic or maybe Chili's or something. Mm-hmm. Because those are places they have been.
Uh-huh.
That kid's answering Hooters. He's been to Hooters more than once.
Sure.
2, 3, maybe 4, 5 times.
Homefield KC is out by the Legends, so there's a Hooters not far.
It's right there.
Yeah, so that's probably what it was. The Hooters was probably 5 minutes.
That must be a regular stop for him. Okay.
Got to get those wings.
Okay. Let's get to a random question of the day.
Random question.
I was going to ask, last Thursday when I was gone, before we get to the random question, of course for you, Golden, you, Drew, and YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, we live stream the show 4 hours every day. Someone on the text line kept asking me if I've ever made baklava. Was that
okay?
Did that come up on Thursday or something?
So, yeah, this is good.
I eventually responded to the person because I was very confused about it. Then I'll ask my random question.
Yeah. So what happened was it was the day after the Sporting KC cold game against Messi. Okay, 1-0 loss, and I made the comment how I was surprised how they all had stuff around their neck, but none of them had any face coverings. And I said mistakenly, and Drew and Logan didn't call me out for it. The text line did. They had. I don't know why they didn't. I said, oh yeah, how come they're not wearing those like baklava mask instead of the baklava or whatever? You know what I'm talking about. You know what mask I'm talking about. So then that was the joke, and then they're like, baklava, you mean the dessert? And I go, don't worry, we'll ask Cody. He's probably made it 5 different times. Okay. And that's the whole joke.
That is a complex dessert that I have not made. I've had it for whatever it's worth. Maybe a different time I'll make it, but I have not to this point. It includes layer dough, like phyllo dough or something.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Have you ever had the dessert?
No.
It's like layered with like honey and nuts and Eastern Europe maybe. I've had it. It's been a little while, but I've had
That's why it was pretty funny. And that's why they keep texting.
The question I have for you today is related to something I saw in the sports world over the weekend, which is the Dallas Mavericks choosing to ban Luka jerseys from being in their arena to help.
There was a rumor. They're not going to do it, but that's not real.
I know, but it helps me. Like, let me do the setup because then at least it helps us get the question. The rumor is that they would ban Luka jersey to help teams move past. No, I don't think they'll actually ban Luka jerseys.
No.
One, that's a really difficult thing to enforce, but also they're not going to do it. But it had me thinking. And the random question I have for you today is, if you could ban a player's jersey that played for your team from either Royals, from either Kauffman or from Arrowhead, which jersey would you ban? That's the random question I have for you today. I don't care if for some reason you just hated Brody Croyle and that's your answer. I want to know if you could ban any jersey from being worn in the stadiums over there at the Truman Sports Complex, which one would you ban? And don't give me an opposing team.
I don't want to say
Tom Brady or whatever, right. You know?
Yeah.
It's really just got to be a player you hated. You just wanted out. You were ready to be out. Like Jose Guillen might be someone's answer, right?
Yeah.
Paid him a bunch of money. Was a sucky teammate the whole time.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
It was when the team was miserable and bad. Immediately on the text line says Lynn Elliott over for Legend of Sex.
Frank White is a good answer right now.
Wow, Frank White?
For some people, yeah.
That might be someone's answer.
Mm-hmm.
based on the way it's been going lately. Man, 816, Tony Gonzalez?
Dang.
From the 816, D Ford. Frank Wagon, a lot of answers.
I wonder why.
From the 734, Tyreek Hill, a surprising one. Someone also just said F. Steven Nelson for whatever
wow.
reason. They won. But also, have you ever seen a Steven Nelson jersey?
My serious answer.
Like, I gotta be answer. Have you ever seen a Steven Nelson jersey in real life?
My honest answer is modesty. You just can't wear that jersey anymore. I'm sorry.
You don't want to see it.
Just get the jersey out of there, please. Nobody needs to be wearing that. We're way past that.
There's a lot of variety on the text line.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
From me over on Twitch, Will says Tony Pena Jr. But again, is there I actually kind of want to see a Tony Pena Jr. jersey. If you still got one of those,
ooh.
Honestly, kudos for you.
Nafy Perez or whatever.
I mean, yeah, you're talking all-time bads. All-time bad. Like, yeah, I don't really want to see a Nafy Perez. If you're wearing a Perez jersey, make it Salvi, God's sakes.
A lot of Eric Winston, although I don't know anybody ever owned an Eric Winston jersey, but.
Yeah, offensive line. That's kind of tough. God, there are so
Ricky
many
Stanza.
Ricky
America.
Stanza. No, again, I kind of when it's that bad, I kind of want to see it. You know, like when it's that bad, I want to see it. Todd Blackledge and Johnny Damon getting multiple mentions. What do you have against Johnny Damon? I mean, he's, you know, he played here. He left when the team didn't afford him. I mean, he asked. I don't remember.
Someone
now.
Says
Johnny Damon begged to get out.
Someone says, ask Drew, let's put it in your perspective. What's the jersey for you since you're Mr. Cincinnati?
Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer? He's your second, he's your, technically right now, he's the greatest quarterback in your franchise history.
No.
You think it's Andy Dalton?
No.
Andy Dalton,
Boomer Esiason, and Ken Anderson are up there, but.
I do think it's a time at Arrowhead we need to stop. You should not be wearing the Elvis Grbac jersey anymore. Your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes now. It's time for you to stop wearing the Elvis Grbac jersey.
You don't have to relive the Rich Gannon Elvis Grbac.
Yeah. You don't need to do that.
Based on what you're saying, Cody, though, if somebody wore you
a lot of Kadarius Tonys on there, too.
I was going to say, you want to see the Kadarius Tony jerseys at Arrowhead.
Who had a Kadarius Tony jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you would have bought one of those ever at the time.
I like some of the answers over here just make me laugh. Like Nori Aoki. Like I don't want to Like I don't want to live in the past, and I don't want to live in the past, you know, thinking about Nori Aoki or Paolo Orlando. I was actually thinking about that as we were thinking about Cags earlier, because the way with Caglione is like, think about how few power hitting right fielders they've had in their franchise history. It's comically bad. And you're like, wow, yeah. Like, lots of power comes in the right field all the time for teams. That's where, like, Soto plays and Bryce Harper and all these, like, great power hitters. And you're like, the Royals have just been rolling out dudes over in right field for a long time.
All right, so I'm curious. Somebody says Tyler Palco. I'm obviously not a Kansas City resident.
Hey, man,
to begin with.
He is a Kansas City resident. No, you should back up your guy.
Is he a Royal or a Chief?
Chief.
Okay, because I did not know.
He used to play quarterback. He played for Pitt. Former Pitt Panther, and then the
Palco. I don't.
And then
how long ago?
He was not undrafted guy, lefty.
Dude, there's
probably
no
played
reason.
Like 2011 ish,
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
There's no reason. Early, yeah, late 2009.
I mean, here we go. Now, just for Drew's sake, 2010 or 2011, he was 6-4. Or excuse me, started six games, played in four. 1-3 record. 796 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7 picks. 2011 team. He played.
Is that the only starts he ever? Is that the only games he ever got in?
Yep. Never again in the league. 2 years, with the Chiefs, 1-3 record.
So but Omar Infante. Nobody wants to see
DeAndre
that
Hopkins.
Oh
man!
I mean, who bought a Hopkins jersey?
I will say there is a fair amount of Dwayne Bowe. To my follow up question would be, he is technically this franchise's leader in almost every single wide receiver related category. The receiving numbers all go
most
to Travis Kelce.
Most of the 90s guys, man. Like, most of the 90s guys, I would say. Like, you don't be rocking a Vanover jersey anymore.
You're done with it?
Yeah, you don't need to be rocking the Vanover jersey or the. Certainly don't rock the Bam Morris jersey. We're just going to keep naming them.
I mean, if they're like Hall
Chiefs.
Of Famers, like if it's Derek Thomas, you
can
wear that one forever.
Sure,
you know?
That's a little bit different. But, you know, the Vanover one, it's time to get a new jersey.
What about, like, Trent Green?
That's
all right.
That's
2000s.
Fringe. That's fringe. I'm about
that's
ready.
Close.
I'm
that
about ready to
retired?
Say it's my thing with the quarterbacks. Your quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. What are you wearing a jersey of any other Chiefs quarterback for?
This is actually a really good one from the 913. This person just texted in. It makes sense. Said, I cannot believe nobody has mentioned Billy Butler.
I still have that promo, the FSKC Butler promo jersey. Remember that one? That thing is held up for 15 years. That giveaway. That was one of the great giveaways.
How's that
not
ended up in the Cody and Gold garage sale? Still rocking a Billy Butler.
Do I still have it? Or did I not put that in the garage sale?
Oh, maybe you did. I don't remember.
If not, I'll put it in this year.
Billy Butler left on bad terms, right? He didn't, like, leave great.
I don't have an issue with Billy Butler, though.
I saw Eric Berry. I know he was a little bitter.
He was on the 14
team. He was bitter.
Team?
Yeah. You know, what's that? You said Eric Berry?
I saw somebody said
Eric Berry.
Somebody said Eric Berry.
Ah, come on. That's crazy.
I don't know how far down, but somebody said it.
That's crazy.
Well, someone said Javon Belcher. Well, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Again, I don't think anybody's wearing.
Yeah. Who had one of those anyway?
Yeah.
Jeff Francoeur.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Actually, this conversation, this random question could have actually been the opposite, and then I know we'll talk some college basketball, which is, which of the jerseys you want to see more of? Bob Hamlin. I'd like to actually see more of those out at the K. I would like some obscure players.
You want the Mitchell and Ness jerseys from whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I want some obscure players that you liked anyway. I'm not going to get tired of seeing a Mark Tian jersey out at the K. You got to be a bad player on a bad team who left on bad terms for me to just want to rewrite history.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to the college basketball side for just a minute, where this weekend I think really did nothing for Kansas in the sense of who's unranked right now, but also like, I just think they beat a bad team. Good. Feel better about yourself. You were losing to bad teams like a week ago. So you beat a bad team. Good. You got another bad team tonight at 10. Good. Find a way to play better against a functional basketball team to prove that maybe you've gotten this team kind of back. Because again, I don't think they're talentless because they have enough talent to win games against high-level opponents sometimes, but they had completely lost their way. Kansas State buried themselves to only a Big 12 tournament win.
Yeah, they're done. It's over for them.
So we can eliminate them from the conversation for a moment. And Missouri hurt themselves significantly by sleepwalking on a game on Saturday. And I understand they tried to come back and it got close, but that was the team whose, I think, momentum shifted the most. You came off that win against Alabama, and then you let up 92 to Arkansas, a team that currently wouldn't even be in the NCAA tournament. Their defense has got to figure a lot out before the tournament and before the SEC tournament.
The consequence for Mizzou is just that I think now they're not going to be a number three seed in the tournament. So to me, that was the path we talked about after the Alabama game. Like, they could be a three or four. They could still end up as a four. They're a five right now, according to Lenardi. The issue is I don't think their path to getting to a three exists, short of winning the SEC tournament. And the problem with the SEC tournament now, right now, they would not have the double bye. Remember, that league does like the first, second, and then quarterfinal rounds and everything. I don't believe they would have the double bye as it sits in the SEC tournament, which would be a huge advantage to have if you're going to try to go on a run in Nashville, I think it is, for the SEC tournament. So that it's more of a seeding, right? It's a seeding consequence. Of course, they're way in the field. They're going to be no worse, in my opinion, than a five seed, but they had a chance to become a three. And I think now the Tigers are in that 4 to 6 seed range. That's their wiggle room. As high as a four, as low as a six. That's to me what they're going to be now.
And I, you know,
which is a huge win, still a bigger picture. It's just they had an opportunity with, you know, to become a number three seed.
But we also looked at it earlier, and the drop off between 3 and 4 and 5 is massive for your chance to get to the Sweet 16. And I thought the second they beat Alabama, that they made the statement that is anything short of a Sweet 16 trip, in my opinion, is a failure this season now. I wouldn't have said that before the year, but expectations change.
Right.
You're one of the 15 best teams in the country. You've beaten several of the top 10 teams in the country. You're playing in what I think this year is the best basketball conference. Not every year, but this year. I think the SEC is the best basketball conference.
You have
plenty of reasons why that should be there. The odds of you making the Sweet 16, the difference between a 3 and a 5 seed drops 25%.
So if you're,
it gets worse and worse after
that. If you're a 3 seed, you have a 52.6% chance to make the Sweet 16. If you're a 4 seed, it goes to 47%. You go to a 5 seed, you're at 34%. 6 seed, 28%. That's just to make it to the Sweet 16. So yeah, 52% compared to a 6 seed is 28%. So that's why it's so important, to, depending on, you know, where you're at. Right now, MU would be a 5, and I think KU would be a 7, depending on the bracketology you look at. KU with that bracketology would have 19% chance to make it to the second weekend.
Well, and the this is a small thing, but like when you're talking about the seeding gold and what that loss did, not only did it hurt you for the obvious reasons, the ones we just mentioned, where your seeding might be impacted. Well, it's going to be harder to go deep in the SEC tournament because you've now made the double bye at risk, as you had mentioned. And so when you get into that problem, it's more difficult to kind of overcome that portion, like to go on the run, get the double bye, then you only got to win a couple of games to kind of get deep into the SEC tournament versus anybody you face right now in the SEC tournament is going to be kind of a challenge because that conference is so deep. They're only like maybe, and I know there's like 18 or whatever schools in there, but only 4 or 5 of them are bad. The rest of the conference is actually very salty. And Arkansas is one of the teams that you would deem as bad, and you just lost to them. So
yeah. Up next, go ahead. What, you're going to say something?
I was going to say that at least it's not the Sun Belt bracket. The Missouri Tigers would have like a 4-day bye.
That's how it works sometimes, I mean, man.
You want the
you get this many teams in the conference, you know?
I know. It's pretty nuts how the bracket goes.
All right. Up next, you'll get to what's, or we'll get to what's trending, and then we'll talk more about the latest out of L.A. Where could Matthew Stafford end up, including the replacement quarterback that was already thrown out? We'll do that next on Cody and Gold.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Number one on what's trending centers around the state of Missouri. Sports betting launch being delayed. That's because the Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, rejected the emergency rules that would have allowed it to start a little bit earlier. The go-live date now going to be pushed back into the fall. Now, in the amendment that voters in Missouri passed, it does have to launch by December 1st of this year. But there was a lot of thought that maybe July 4th weekend, or if you guys remember when Kansas launched, it launched Labor Day weekend right before week one of the season. I'm told that it is not going to launch by then, so we don't know the exact timeline, but you're not going to be able to make a NFL wager until after the season has already started in the state of Missouri. You'll have to go over to Kansas like you have the last couple of years. And yes, if the name sounds familiar, Denny Hoskins was a state senator before recently being elected as the next Secretary of State of Missouri. And now he's delaying the inevitable one more time.
Next up on What's Trending, Royals baseball on the air today, 2:05 right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Cole Ragans will be making his spring debut. If you saw the lineup earlier, they had made one change, Dyron Blanco out. It'll be Weimers in for him instead. But we'll see whether or not the Royals can maintain their undefeated Cactus League record, currently 3-0. We are still expected to, I don't know if it's going to be today. Jack Caglione was supposed to join the show today. A little bit of a timing issue down there in Arizona. Hopefully tomorrow, if we do not get him on today.
That's the hope, man. That's the hope. We'll look forward to talking to him at some point in the near future. Next on What's Trending, we already talked a little bit about college basketball, but tonight, Kansas taking on Colorado from Boulder. That one doesn't tip off until 10 o'clock this evening over on ESPN. They got a win over the weekend against Oklahoma State. K-State lost to Arizona State. Missouri lost to Arkansas. That's where things stand on the local college basketball front. We're just a couple weeks away from T-Mobile Center being packed full of Big 12 basketball fans, man.
Can't wait. Next up on What's Trending, Greg Popovich will not return to the Spurs this season after suffering that stroke earlier in the year. There was questions about whether or not he would be available at any point. He won't be now for the Spurs. And now they're saying his coaching future altogether is uncertain. My guess is that, you know, he probably won't ever coach again, which stinks. Because he's an all-time, obviously, coaching legend across the board. Really unfortunate that Greg Popovich might not be available. A funny text?
Yeah, the same text you were sparking at before. I just saw it. But as far as Greg Popovich goes, yeah, that seems like it's kind of the end for him. And I in the past, there would have been more concern about, oh my gosh, could Bill Self be interested kind of stuff? You know, like 5 or 7 years ago.
Different time.
Different time frame for everybody involved in that process.
A lot of friends on that end, but yeah, way too long ago.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold.
Coming up on March 7th, by the way. We're all going to be at Kelly's at 6:30 on Friday night, March 7th. Drew, I'm assuming you RSVP'd yes, essentially, right? I didn't send out an evite, but I just want to make sure you'll be there.
The three of us will be
because,
there, right?
Because this is not like
RSVP.
This is not a normal station event. We were thanks to the fans, we were the number one rated show in our time slot in the last quarter. Yeah, as a result of that, we were given a financial bonus to which we wanted to pass that on. And thank you. Look, I don't know if this is the only one we'll ever get, but in the off chance it is, I wanted to spend some of that money on the listeners. We all did. And so on Friday, March 7th, we got a $750 bar tab at Kelly's. And Sazerac says they're going to chip in another $250 that you can only spend on Fireball. But hey, drink's a drink. So, you know, $1,000, clean G, coming up on March 7th at Kelly's. Just as like a thank you for making us number one. Just something we wanted to do as a show. So anybody who can make it, we'll have a good time. I don't know how long the bar tab will last. I'd ask that you bring some tips for the bartenders, please. I will have some tip money available, but, you know, because it's our actual money going towards the bar. If you could tip, that'd be cool. But outside of that, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, looking forward to that and a couple of Friday nights. Stop by after work. stay for as short or as long as you want, whatever it is. We hope to see you guys there in a couple of weeks. You mentioned the Royals during What's Trending. That's right. Someone was asking, can you catch the Royals game today? Yep, 205 Royals game right here on 96.5 The Fan. Spring training game. One of a couple more to go that'll be on The Fan. Otherwise, you can check Bet1660. And, of course, eventually, I think Royals.com will do some of them. But
they got a couple televised.
We've got a couple more here on The Fan. And, yeah, Cole Reagans makes his spring training debut in 2025. One other thing, just smaller note from What's Trending, though. The NFL, it's kind of competition committee stuff. We're going to get into the kickoff again tomorrow, I think. But the tush-push is always going to be controversial. The Green Bay Packers are the team. We now know who it was.
Oh,
the Green Bay Packers.
It was unknown team earlier, which is way more fun.
According to Diana Rossini, the Packers are the team that submitted a proposal to ban the tush-push. At first, yeah, it was anonymous. Sorry. The Packers, now we know the team is.
Look, I get it. You come off as petty, though, when, like, you're one of the heated NFC rivalries, and you're like, I don't like that they're doing that thing anymore. It happens all the time. We thought it seemed like sour grapes when the Bills requested that overtime be changed.
They were 0-2 against the Eagles this
year.
Lost
in overtime. The Chiefs had requested overtime to be changed before, after they had lost to the Patriots. I'm kind of torn on this because, generally speaking, I'm a little anti, for the most part, in theory, the idea of banning what I think is good strategy, but also, and what I would say is more offensive driven. Most leagues don't ban stuff that help scoring. But at some point, kind of like the shift in baseball, I think it becomes so counterintuitive to the sport that everybody hates it. Nobody likes to watch it. The only people who like it are the two times a game it gets used. And I kind of feel like,
I wanted it banned a year ago.
I'm okay if they ban it,
we had this discussion then a year ago, and it is not an aesthetically pleasing play to watch. And you're like, why does that matter? Well, because it's about the viewer, frankly, and entertainment and who's watching. And if ultimately after a while it becomes like the worst play to watch in sports, I could argue right now, there's some thought. Now, look, if you're an Eagles fan, I get it why you're not going to like that. I don't know if the league ultimately ban it, but I understand why the teams, in this case, the Packers, are looking into it. It's a boring play. It's not fun to watch. And yes, their strategy, the Eagles are the only team that can do it. So you're like, man, you're creating a rule to hurt one team. Well, that's been the story of the NFL over the last 5 to 7 years. Other teams have complained about overtime rules. They've gotten rules changed. So I don't view this as any different. So if it means taking out, then the Eagles can figure out another way to get short yardage if that's what happens. It's a boring ass play to watch. Oh, it's 3rd and 1. I wonder what they're going to do here. The sport that is trying to talk about,
I get it.
Offense and entertainment. That's not what this is.
I mean, I guess it does lead to more points, right? Like down the road, it leads to more points, but it's an incredibly anticlimactic play. But it's, what's the line, right? Am I allowed to hand it to a running back that's really that close? And
yes,
honestly,
actually, yes.
I think the simple thing is, like, it should go back to, I kind of liked when they banned it the first time back in like the college days. You shouldn't be allowed to shove somebody. Like, you got to make your own momentum. Like, you know, like your job is to carry your momentum. We shouldn't be pushing people in the back anywhere on the football field.
Yeah, someone said if they're going to do this, defense push. Let somebody come up and try to push Chris Jones from behind to give him a little extra push as well.
Are they allowed to? Maybe they are.
I don't know. I know kicking wise, you're not allowed to jump over the center kind of thing or whatever and use leverage. That's the better. That's the penalty on kicks. So they have leverage type of penalties. I don't know, man. Like it's Jalen Hurts is the best at it because he's got more lower body strength than any other quarterback in the league, and you don't want to take that advantage away, but. At some point, the Packers cannot be the only team. Like they're a team that put together the proposal. There's no way they're the only team. But remember, they won't take this thing to a vote unless they know they have the votes to block it.
No.
That's what happens. You win. By the way, I won't feel bad for the Eagles.
I'm having trouble getting
if
votes
you,
to block it.
If you win a Super Bowl and you start winning, people will find ways to try to hurt you in a way, rule-wise. And so they're not in you. Like this isn't unique to Philly. I keep referencing the overtime stuff with the Chiefs. That rule did not. The Chiefs wanted that rule change after the Brady game, and everybody's like, no. The minute the Chiefs started winning, and poor Josh Allen got left out of the party, not the Bills, but other teams said, oh, you know what? We got to change this overtime rule thing. So I don't feel bad at all if they actually do this. Someone says, just stop the tush push. Oh, I'm 100% with you from a strategy standpoint, but it also becomes a.
I'd do it until they made me not do it.
Yeah, and the Eagles do. it's a play that is boring to watch for the fan. And we know what is the NFL about: television ratings and more dollars and everything like that and fan interest. And it's a boring play to watch.
Yeah. And I get it. Like at the, like the argument's like, well, it's a rugby play. I'm like, well, I mean, like football is about leverage and shoving and inches and all this other stuff. And I'm not surprised by it. I would kind of think you'd have the support from a lot of the owners, wouldn't you? Like,
who, I don't know, man.
Which of the owners want to keep doing it? Like, if I'm any coach who doesn't run it anyway, like Andy Reid, right? Okay, sure, ban it. What do I care? It's not a play I utilize. Go nuts. And I'd say about half the league doesn't really utilize it at all or barely utilizes it. Then probably a third of that remaining 15 teams, 16 teams use it on occasion here or there or try. Less than five teams utilize it daily.
Here's who's on the competition committee, if you were wondering, like, who entails, who
Andy
makes
usually,
this
right?
up. So, Rich McKay, he's the CEO of the Falcons. Andy's not on it anymore, I don't think. Stephen Jones, Bengals executive vice president. I'm not mentioning the name because nobody knows who it is. Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucks, GM of the Dolphins. John Lynch, president of football ops. John, the owner of the Giants. Sean McDermott, Sean McVay, and Mike Tomlin. Three coaches are on it now. Or four coaches, I guess it is, are on it now, but Andy's not one of them.
He used to be.
And the Eagles don't have a rep on there, and neither do the Packers or anything like that. So we'll see what happens.
Like it said, well, the Bills tried to use it. Yes, 6-2-0, you are correct. The Bills did try to use it.
They did.
Unsuccessfully.
It's a boring play. That's my only reason. It's boring.
Although they didn't even do the tush push. That was just a QB sneak.
Josh down to the left every time.
Yeah, and going to the left doesn't even make it like the same. It's not even the same strategy. I know they're saying they're shoving them, but like the Eagles, they just go forward. Every time, they just go straight forward. Every time, no question. I get that it's not an appealing
play. Oh, I'm not faulting the Eagles for
doing
it at all.
But it's really difficult. Yeah. It's really difficult for me to want to ban plays just because they work.
But I don't think that's. But that's not my reason for banning it. It's not banning it because it's an automatic first down, and it's not an automatic first down. I would ban it because it is boring as heck to watch, and it's just. I should not watch it. I should not go into any sporting event and be like, well, I know what they're going to do right here, and I guess we're just going to, and it's boring, it's not entertaining. Like, that's not a good product at that point in time.
Yeah, I get it, I agree, but, like, there's, you know, by that measure, get rid of the fullback dive. Like, you know,
who's
like,
doing fullback dive?
If I'm just, like, banning boring
who's
plays.
Who's doing fullback dive?
Not many teams. There's only three fullbacks right. in the entire league.
Let's talk about some movement maybe that's going to happen in the NFL, though. The league year is not till middle of March, but the latest is the Rams, not just speculation about trades for Matthew Stafford, but the Rams reportedly have given Matthew Stafford's agent the go-ahead to talk to other teams about a potential trade. Pete Schrager reports that Stafford wants $50 million a year. He's 37 years old, but he's won a ring. When he's healthy, he's still a darn good quarterback in this league. And so when the Rams allow you and your agent to talk to other teams, either means, A, go test the market. You're going to find out you're not worth what you think you're worth. Okay. Or it means that they're already like, all right, fine. We'll trade you. And we've already moved on. So I'm fascinated to see what happens here. I don't think Matthew Stafford will be the quarterback of the Rams when the season starts.
I think when you start letting him talk to other teams, that's usually a pretty clear indicator it's not going to work.
That, and then the other part of the report that I don't get is a suggestion that Sean McVay would bring in Aaron Rodgers if they lose Stafford. Why? Out of the other quarterbacks that would be available to you, maybe available, Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, the draft, you already have Jimmy Garoppolo, your guy Cody there. Like, why would I bring in Aaron Rodgers for 1 year? I didn't think Aaron Rodgers looked that good.
I guess it's because he doesn't think it matters who his quarterback is, just as long as they are at a certain skill level. I thought when he cut bait with Jared Goff, what he told you is, I want a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. Stafford is certainly that. When he plays well, he is a top five quarterback in the NFL. And he probably just tells himself he can fix Rodgers. Because as many people have pointed out, 2 years ago, Aaron Rodgers still played at a very high level statistically. Last year, he stunk for the worst organization and one he held hostage. If you took away all the distractions from Aaron Rodgers, never can take away all, I guess. Take away more of the distractions for Aaron Rodgers, as in, hey, man, don't worry about building the team. We got that, Hoss. Don't worry about that, right? Don't worry about asking if Randall Cobb can come play. That ain't happening. We got our own guys figured out. You're just going to come in here and you're going to play quarterback. And if you're willing to do that, we're good, fine. I have a really hard time imagining, because I think they're serious about moving on from Stafford just like you do. I have a really hard time imagining Sean McVay in a rebuilding year with an unknown quarterback. And because he was unwilling to stick with Goff, who's obviously a more than capable NFL starting quarterback, one of the 15 best in the league, probably was at the time. He took the Rams to a Super Bowl. And even that wasn't good enough quarterback play for him. I have a hard time seeing he's like 1 year with Justin Fields while they figured out. Don't you? Wouldn't he just like go work at Fox if that was the case? I'm just having a hard time seeing like the, you know, like that's it. Like, you know, like A plus B, it doesn't feel like it equals something, like I'm missing a variable or something. I don't know why Sean McVay would choose to do that. I think that's why he would do Rodgers. He's convinced he can get Rodgers from 2 years ago.
That's a heck of a gamble, man. That's a heck of a gamble. I don't understand the...
If that's the route he went.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. There's only so many jobs that are going to be open. What veteran is getting left out? Rodgers, Kirk Cousins. Maybe it's Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles. I don't know.
It was pretty bad last year.
He has to still be cut by the Falcons, I guess, technically. We just all assume he's getting cut. Rodgers, I guess, basically...
They already told him.
Yeah. Whereas Kirk Cousins, they never told him. I don't think they've told him yet. Everybody just knows. I don't know. To me, there's...
Russell Wilson. Someone's getting left out.
Yeah, and... If the Jets, to me, can't go down the old veteran QB route again, right? Like, I
not
can't.
The old
they're going to bring in
if they
Russell
go
Wilson
for a year.
Fields
I think you
is
can
who
make
I would guess. Russell Wilson, really? Kirk Cousins? There's no way you're going back. 2 straight years, you're going to have a guy coming off an Achilles as your quarterback. Could you imagine? It'd be hilarious. The Jets go from Achilles injury, Rodgers, Achilles injury, Cousins.
Teammate personality wise, huge shift Cousins,
yeah.
Right? Like, at least you're getting a pro, dude. And I get it, like, at some point, maybe Aaron Rodgers was that, but he's not that now. He's a team killer on a personality perspective. That's why you need someone like Sean McVay if you're going to take that chance with a quarterback like that. If you're the Jets and you're a rookie head coach and you're just trying to offer some stability and the Falcons are paying Kirk Cousins so much that he's willing to come here for $10 million, well, then, you know, okay. Like, I could make the argument for a year, too. Like, that's the whole thing. I think the thing they have to avoid more than anything is offering up multiple years to anybody. The quarterback they bring in should be for a year. I don't care if it's Cousins or Fields or whoever. A year. One. Do not sign any quarterback to a multi-year deal this offseason.
Unless
someone's offering you, like, a crazy trade.
I mean, even in the Chiefs division, the Raiders, you know, could they just go middle-of-the-road, draft a quarterback, you know, like Jackson Dart, and then go bring in a veteran and have 1 year? So maybe it's Russell Wilson for 1 year, Jackson Dart's the backup. Aaron Rodgers 1 year in Vegas, Jackson Dart the backup kind of thing, I guess.
I don't know. Where's he going in the draft, Dart? Third round?
We'll see after the combine this week, but right now, yeah, I would say third round, but you never know. Somebody all of a sudden falls in love with him in Indianapolis.
I was just trying to remember, like, kind of vaguely where he went. What's he shoot up to, a second? I don't think you go from third round to late first,
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I guess it's
but you don't.
Possible.
If you're not drafted in the first round, you're usually not drafted in the second round, though, just because of the benefit of the first round is you get the 5th-year option kind of thing. Second round at that point, you might as well just, you know, usually it's first. If not, then there's a gap until the 3rd or 4th round. So we'll see. Sam Darnold, people are referencing. Yeah, I mean,
not going back to New York.
Not going back to New York, though. I wonder if the Vikings would still tag him and just keep him around. I've told you my fun blockbuster trade already, so. I don't think it's
Brock Purdy.
Happen. Brock Purdy traded to the Jets. Sam Darnold signed or traded to the 49ers.
Who's the only other quarterback that would be like a shocking trade that somebody would actually trade? Tua? Like, that somebody would actually trade?
Yeah. Yeah. Lawrence has a no trade clause. That weird rumor was, you know,
he put the
squash pretty quick. Yeah.
I was about to say, he was the one who's like, I'd have to tell people I'm trading. So,
yeah.
No, I'm not going to be a Steeler.
I don't think there's.
Oh, I'd be trying to get the hell out of Jacksonville. If I were him, I would be convincing. I would say, hey, McVay. Trade whatever.
Is his first big contract and maybe the next contract. Not this first one.
I'm just saying I would try to get myself out of Jacksonville and with Sean McVay. Like, if I were Trevor Lawrence, that's my path back to elite quarterback play, is getting the hell out of Jacksonville. Screw the guy saying Duval, and I'm getting Sean McVay. Maybe that guy's good. Who knows?
See, if he said it like that, it wouldn't be a problem. The issue is Liam Cohen said Duval. That was the issue. He said it like that, and that was awkward, very awkward. All right, we're back at it tomorrow. We're hoping to connect with Jack Caglione and have that for you guys tomorrow. Just some timing didn't work out today. Also, Brett Veach will join us exclusively tomorrow around 12:15 or so. Plus, we're expected to hear from Andy Reid as combine NFL offseason full swing starts tomorrow.